Know anyone who could use a good ass chewing?
I could use a good ass kick, and I'll be very honest with you.
But what if you could get that message delivered by an authentic drill instructor who spent 33 years in the Army?
Ha ha ha!
You asked for it. For just $35, you can get a customized knife hand ass chewing for a person of your choice straight from the Popster.
I think you aren't even good enough to whiff the farts from a dog's ass!
And monthly supporters of the regiment receive a $10 discount.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Use the Cash App code on the screen to send your donation along with notes on the person whose ass needs chewing. And the Popster will handle the rest.
So shut the fuck up!
What's going on, you festering anal polyps? Welcome to Ride and Roast!
That actually is.
And the Jukes of Hazzard have returned.
It's a pre-recorded, but yet still live!
Somehow.
Somehow, yes.
We're live for now.
For now.
And we got a high-performance clutch and a low-performance vehicle, so things yes. might jerk around a little bit.
Oh, it's going to jerk. This car jerks you around.
Just like this email may jerk around your fifis. Especially if you've been divorced.
Oh, yeah.
Because that is the subject heading of this email from Richard, surviving divorce. You wouldn't know anything about that.
Oh, yeah. No, it almost got me, man. It almost got me.
It almost gets a lot of people and actually does successfully cap off quite a few.
Oh, yeah.
This is bad, right?
Yeah, a lot of guys get smoked. Yeah.
Shall we begin?
Yes, let us begin.
Hey, Pop. I'm 59, been in law enforcement since 1990, and hold the rank of captain. So do I, although yours is a little more prestigious than mine. But mine has a nice flowery hat.
And the shirt.
Yeah, the shirt, yeah, of course. I was MURID 21 years. You know, some people would consider that in it to win it.
7, 13, 21.
24.
You got ditched at the third review. It happens.
So many. And then all those ladies are excited for the next chapter. That never comes.
No, they get another chapter in Box 1 in Catland.
Yeah, it's the final chapter. Just like Friday the 13th Part 4 was the final chapter, but then after that, 40 to 80 is a long fucking time.
Hell yeah.
Just ask Jason.
Oh, this sucks on so many levels!
My Independence Day was the 5th of January of 22. Could have been the 1st of August of 21, but I played the part of a nice guy so my ex-wife could finish the nurse practitioner degree I unwittingly paid for. So he paid for her...
Become a nurse practitioner.
The medical whorehouse.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. Listen, that is very common. My buddy Richard, who's no longer with us, paid for his ex-wife's law school, and as soon as she graduated...
Bing, bing.
She was gone, and it ruined him, man. It ruined him.
This happens to a lot of guys.
Yep.
We've seen it before. We posted the article heading, finish paying off the wife's student loans, cha-ching, file for divorce.
Man, you get it broken off right in your ask.
Yep. You were a sugar daddy, and you didn't even know it.
No, there's no sugar.
No. Sugar daddy not getting no sugar.
Nope.
So many dudes don't realize that they are a sugar daddy until they're no longer daddy. Well, and they've never been getting any sugar.
Sugar daddy in disguise.
Yes.
Oh my God, that's perfect. Holy shit, you are correct.
This is bad. It's like, you're in it to win it. She's not. She's in it for the benefits.
And you just don't know it yet.
Yep. You think you're getting benefits, but really you're just getting a quarter of what she used to give Chad, Tyrone, Pookie, and Ray Ray every Wednesday or hump day.
Yes. Ugh. When you're not home, every day's hump day.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
He continues, I didn't delay it for her, but I didn't want my sons, 19 and 18, to lose the house they grew up in and be forced to move away from their friends. Essentially, if I forced the divorce, she would have to go back to work full-time as an RN to not only earn, but to get health insurance. So I agreed to postpone so she could finish her classes, take the exam, get a job as an NP, and qualify for a mortgage.
Isn't it funny how guys are still nice guys even when they're getting hammered?
So you went out of your way and gave the marriage an extra year to essentially set her up for the adulthood that she should have already been prepared for.
Yeah, he basically played the violin on the Titanic as it was going down. Yeah. That's some balls. That's some balls, yeah, man. Is. I'll give it to you.
You know, it was probably the honorable thing to do, but we all know that honor like that is never returned in the present
day. No, you're never getting shit like that from a woman. Ugh. Women have no loyalty or honor, in my opinion. I know some women, if they watch this, will be like, oh, no, he's totally wrong.
You may be a woman with loyalty and honor.
Yes.
But you'd be the exception.
Not the rule.
Not the rule.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. It really is. And shall we dive into the next paragraph that puts the proof into the pudding?
Yes.
Inserts it and withdraws it. Inserts it and withdraws it.
Okay.
She thanked me by filing two consecutive TROs.
That's actually standard operating procedure for women. I mean, my ex-wife filed one on me as well. Luckily, my judge didn't take it, move it forward.
Ugh.
Because the first thing he asked was like, hey, are there any trips to the ER, any medical bills, any records of the police come to the house? They're all no. And he's just like, please don't use this garbage in my court.
For those of you who don't know and are already frantically busting out your phones to Google it, TRO stands for Temporary Restraining Order.
And some of them become permanent.
Yes. In New Jersey, this led to me being disarmed for 2 years.
Actually, that happens in every jurisdiction.
No proof, nope. Nothing but an accusation, and they can still strip your uninfringable Second Amendment right away from you.
Based on, I don't feel safe.
Totally constitutional.
Yeah, a lot of times they do these orders, you're not even in the courtroom, and, you know.
Wow.
You have like zero fucking input. You're just like, oh, by the way, here's your restraining order.
Yippee.
You have no chances to defend yourself or anything.
Nope. Good luck with that.
Yep.
Here in New Jersey, the municipal judges are gutless eunuchs who are terrified of not issuing a TRO, so they automatically issue.
Correct. And that's across the entire country, for the most part. That is the a majority of the time, that is what happens.
Again, no proof,
no.
Nothing but an accusation.
Yeah, and listen, dudes, even if you don't marry them, don't let these bitches live in your house.
No.
Because they could do that to you even if you're not married.
It doesn't affect them, but mine cost me $4,000 for each one.
Wow.
Luckily, the sheriff allowed me to store my personal weapons in the department armory so they weren't confiscated by the prosecutor's office.
And if they get confiscated, good luck getting those back.
Yeah. However, being disarmed led me to lose all kinds of overtime and reassignment to an indoor job.
So basically, he took 20 to 25% of his gross pay off the top.
Like you do.
Mm-hmm.
And this was as a thank you for allowing her to finish school and actually get herself set up as a functioning adult.
Yeah, he should have went medieval on her. That's just my opinion.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
I was investigated by 4 agencies and had to undergo 2 fitness for duty exams. I passed everything. Shocker.
Yeah.
Right? Want to smell it?
No.
This was pointless because I was a bomb technician for 26 years.
He had the knowledge. If he really wanted to get medieval,
he could have.
You don't even have to pull the trigger.
He could have gone medieval like Marcellus Wallace.
And he's got the same knowledge that I have.
There you go.
Maybe a little bit more refined.
Come on, that up, boy.
And I knew a little about improvised explosive devices, so taking away my guns was no deterrent if I really wanted to ruin someone's day.
I got one word, Tannerite.
There you go.
You can make that stuff incredibly sensitive, and I can tell you how to do it.
I have a delicious recipe from the Anarchist Cookbook.
Well, actually, you know, you gotta be careful of that, because those recipes have been tampered
with. Just finger licking good.
Yes.
I exercised relentlessly, 5, 6, 7 times a week.
That's actually very good strategy to deal with that kind of stuff.
Between 1.5 and 3 hours, I got into great shape, running 6 miles, benching 210. The last 6 months we lived in the same house, I didn't have one drink. It wouldn't be beyond her to wait until I was 3 or 4 beers deep and call the police reporting that I pushed her.
Correct.
He's understanding his enemy now. Good. Because that's exactly what a woman becomes as soon as they file for divorce.
That's right. Actually, you need to classify her as your enemy as soon as you hear the words, I'm not happy.
Mm-hmm. That's what the E in ex-wife stands for.
Yeah, enemy.
And all this went on from when she said, wasn't happy on Lincoln's birthday in 2020 through the 30th of June of 21. Quarantine sucks.
Oh my God, can you imagine that?
Listen to this. Quarantine sucks. Quarantine with someone who wishes you were dead sucks more.
I have no idea why women can just flip the switch like that and they want to see you. Like, literally, they'd be happy to see you dead and get your insurance money.
That's why they routinely vote for gun control.
Mm-hmm.
Because we understand that guns are mostly for things like self-defense and hunting. They think that guns are for deliberately harming other people because that's what they would use them for. Psychological projection's a bitch in heat, isn't it?
But here's the thing, is you can use your car to kill all kinds of people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
remember what happened in Wisconsin or Minnesota a couple years back around Christmas time? Merry frickin' Christmas to those people who got crushed under the wheels.
And here's another thing. She's a nurse practitioner. She can get access to the type of drugs that make you dead.
A little bit. And leave no trace.
Yeah. So, I mean, what's really more dangerous? And women are more likely to use poison and knives than guns.
And boiling oil while you're asleep. Things like that.
Yeah. Oil and water.
Oof.
They don't mix, except on you in your bed when you're asleep.
It gets worse.
Oh.
Remember, we just said quarantine with someone who wishes you dead sucks more. And she told me that.
Yeah.
She wished I got killed at work or on the drive to work. She didn't care.
Yep. That's after 21 years, too. And I'm sure you were good to her, and there's no reason for her to be like this.
You know what happened? I guarantee you. A couple of her friends got divorced and started going back out thinking they could live like they were 21 at 41. And they started filling her head with all this BS. And instead of sitting down and thinking about it logically, she bought it hook, line, and sinker and thought, oh yeah, I want the drama roller coaster again.
Well, no, women actually get like this as soon as they make as much money as you or more, or the potential to make more money than you is on the horizon.
Yep.
Because they instinctively look for something that's equal or above them, and they want above.
Ugh.
So there you go. And a nurse practitioner, they pull down some serious change.
They do, once you're done paying off the student loans, which you may never pay off, of course.
Well, I mean, the thing with a nurse practitioner is they don't get hit with a malpractice insurance because they're working under a doctor's policy.
Mm-hmm.
That could be different now. I don't know, but that's the way it was a decade back. When, actually, more than a decade when I was married to my ex, Slewer.
Glad we could get here in time to put this out, Mrs. Pop.
But the fire is still burning inside me.
She told me she had a bad back and would work when she wanted and I would have to make up the difference. Fortunately, the judge disagreed. Imagine telling your husband you wish he got killed at work or on the way to work, and then you go to court and say, well, I have a bad back. I expect him to make up for all of my lacking expense.
I want to see you dead. Work harder. What? What the fuck is that bullshit?
Fortunately, the judge disagreed and told her she needed to seek gainful employment. My divorce, in the end, cost me $70,000.
Yeah.
That's a sizable penny.
Well, the $30,000 is just divorcing her, and then fighting over kids and stuff gets really expensive because the lawyers want you to expend more money.
How much of that was forcibly removed from your 401k?
Probably a good percentage.
Every time she heard something she didn't like, she stopped cooperating. Mm-hmm. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
That's par for the course. And then her attorney fired her for making personal attacks and threats.
All right.
Yeah, that doesn't help an attorney win a case for you, honey.
Well, here's the thing, though, is he could have used that against her with the judge going, her own attorney fired her because she's fucking insane.
And making violent threats, which are not protected under the First Amendment, for, you know, just so we're clear.
Yes.
I asked my attorney to tell her opposition, welcome to my world, and we were about 90% done. Thankfully, The judge ordered her attorney to continue representing her and get this thing done because we were now at about 17 months of litigation.
Yeah. Typically, they get really grumpy when you go beyond 12 months, unless there's a lot, unless the guy's a billionaire or a millionaire.
Yeah, because then they see the gold pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Well, know? They move the goalposts. Instead of 12 months, it's 36 months.
We gotta milk you, Captain.
Anyway, I'm fine now. Well, that's good. I don't think I'd ever get married again. It's for the best.
You better fucking not, Captain.
It would be easier to find another woman who already hated me and just buy her a house.
Yes, yes. That was a famous comedian that
classic
came up with that.
Joke. I love it. I could retire anytime I want, but like I mentioned, I am a captain, make decent money, and have over 300 days off in the time bank. Well, there you go.
Listen, man, this is what you need to do. Ride it out to the last stop.
Yep.
And then take your sick time and just go, I don't know.
Just go hog wild.
Just go crazy. You know,
take a year off.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, go sort yourself out, focus on yourself, rebuild your thinking meat, and then come back to work.
And put pictures on your social media because she'll hate it.
Yep.
Because living well is the best revenge.
1,000%. Now, I remember I asked how much of this probably was forcibly taken from your 401k to pay for the 70 grand. I lost 30% of my pension.
Yep.
But she doesn't get her share until I retire. There are things that you can do about that.
Well, here's the thing is... That is a strategy. But if she's working as a nurse practitioner... you can write letters and just destroy her life after the fact. You might as well throw a hand grenade over your shoulder on the way out
Yeah, I was a patient in such and such hospital. These three people were on staff tonight. I saw NPX taking pharmaceuticals from behind the pharmaceutical counter while the pharmacist was away, stashing them in her purse and making off with them.
And then a couple of the letters from independent anonymous sources saying they bought said drugs. Holy smoking,
exactly.
Joe Frazier.
Yep.
The minute they start that investigation, usually a hospital will be like, yeah, we're going to let you go.
Yep.
They don't want to risk any of that.
You really want to mess with her, you can claim that you were a patient who was molested by said NPX.
Yeah.
You know the distinguishing marks on her body.
There you go.
I'm just saying.
Things happen.
Women aren't the only ones who can levy false accusations. I'm not really condoning this, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, it is covered in
administrative
violence.
It's unethical, but it's not illegal.
That's right. It's a tip line, not a truth line.
That's correct. Yes. Mantastic webinar bundle is still for sale. Check it out. Linktree is in the Meat Gazer box. Or if I feel so inclined, I'll put a QR code on the screen for you fancy schmancy smartphone people.
Yep.
I have no plans to retire. And she had that money spent. It'll cost her almost $400,000 before I retire, and she'll never recoup that.
And the student loans.
Wow. She'll have to wait, and she isn't in control of that. And I know that it displeases her immensely.
So,
women are well known for their patience, aren't they?
Yeah, well, the thing is these people are in their 50s now. So she's got maybe a decade and a half to work.
Yeah.
And I don't think you're paying off that much of a nut in that amount
of time. And he's a captain, so he doesn't have to worry about, you know, being on the beat or anything.
No.
He can rock a desk until he's 70 if he wants to.
I don't know. There's a lot of departments that usually at 65, they're like, hey, this has been good.
This is your gold watch.
Yes. Yes.
There you go. It's a Timex. Hope you like it.
There's a cake in the break room for you. And we'll see you never.
Yeah, a little bit. There's a cake in the break room. There's a very large one next to it. There may or may not be a woman inside. We forgot to check before we put it in the oven.
Things happen.
It could be bad.
And please, if she's in there, don't put one in the oven.
I always prefer my clams cooked anyway. I've been part of the regiment for about 6 years. Hell
oh,
yeah,
shit,
brother.
Yeah.
You guys do a great job. Thank you very much. There's a lot more to my story, but I don't want to take too much of your time. Signed, Rich. Well, thank you very much, Rich.
To be honest, man, we've heard variations of this exact same story hundreds of times.
How many dudes have thought that they were standing by a woman who, you know, gave them children, you know, maybe a few years of peace at home before the mask came off.
Yes.
And then they were rewarded just like this.
Yeah. Now, listen, I understand people grow apart. It is what it is.
Yeah,
but, you know, there shouldn't be this kind of animosity and nastiness.
Once you've had children with somebody, you are tied at the hip with that person for the rest of your natural life.
Forever.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Forever. All right?
So you have to co-parent these kids, whether they're adults or not. They never stop being your babies.
That's right.
So why is this always the go-to strategy? It makes no damn sense. And especially in their case, they have an 18 and a 19-year-old. She's not getting child support.
No.
So what's the point?
But it's in Jersey, so he is going to pay for their college.
But well, I'm sure he had already planned on that in the first place.
But the thing is, this is the SOP. In their minds, they come up with excuses to justify the nastiness.
Yeah.
They do.
I just don't get it.
Now, here's the thing, though. It's like, my mother is on her last leg. Okay, yeah. I just once saw her today. She quit eating. It's coming up, okay?
Once they quit eating, it's just like when your pets quit eating.
But the thing is like, she's absolutely miserable, and I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that she's regretting a bunch of the fucked up shit she did during her lifespan.
In all likelihood, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, all of us probably die with at least some measure of regret.
Of course, but, you know.
But there are some things like this. This woman right here.
Yeah.
Doing what she did to the father of her children while her children are adults, that's going to register with her children. And then when the time comes, because she's not going to get access to this money until she really, really needs it, she's going to be begging those kids for help, and they may just sit back and be like,
no,
mom, sorry.
You're a nurse practitioner. You're strong and independent.
Yeah.
Handle your shit.
You wanted to enter a man's world at a man's wage and bend a man over the man Cracker Barrel?
Uh-huh.
Well, guess what? You're going to get treated just like a man would in this situation, because nobody's given this guy sympathy. I guarantee you that.
I think we're going to have to go with a big Smurf my balls.
Smurf my balls. You want
Smurf
sympathy?
My balls.
You want sympathy? You know where to look.
Look in the dictionary between shit and syphilis.
Amen. And not a win.
No, that's gay, so.
Thank you very much, Rich. If you guys have stories of surviving divorce, or perhaps a success story weaponizing our Mantastic webinar bundle, we want to hear about it. Linktree in the Meat Gazer box. You can write to us directly from there, or to redonkulous12@gmail.com.
All right.
Because you guys are the reason why we're here, so you're the ones we want to hear from.
Yep.
Anything else? Last words?
We're good.
All right. And no, don't drink and drive. Don't drink and swim.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. Don't multiply. Don't get bent over in jail.
And don't leave a condom. Condom unattended.
That's correct. And if you do, pour water over it. See what happens.
That'll wind up going into somebody's snoot suit.
Yeah, that's the safety briefing cliff notes. We'll see you guys next time.